For the second week in a row in Egypt, thousands of people rallied after Friday prayer to voice their opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Amid cheers of approval, the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar, Saeed Tantawi, delivered a speech at Friday prayer in Cairo, calling for those involved in the Iraqi crisis to choose the right path. He also condemned the war in Iraq as unjust and called for a Palestinian victory elsewhere in the region. An estimated 15,000 people rallied in Old Cairo and outside the Al-Azhar Mosque carrying signs in English and Arabic reading "Stop the Killing" and chanting for the redemption of Baghdad. Al-Azhar is one of the most respected institutions of Islamic learning in the region. Elsewhere in the region, police in Jordan beat back about 1,000 demonstrators trying to break into the Israeli embassy in the capital Amman. In Iran's capital Tehran, protesters smashed windows at the British embassy. The Reuters news agency also reported that thousands of anti-war protesters took to the streets in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli and in Palestinian Gaza. Other protests were seen in packed streets and squares from Bahrain to Egypt. Mohamed Suleiman, Secretary General of Egypt's ruling National Democratic Party, which reportedly facilitated permits for today's rally in Cairo, had this to say about the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
The case, it is not Saddam Hussein. The case, it is the people, it is the country, it is the freedom of the country, freedom of Iraq, and it is self-independent countries. America and Britain should leave Iraqi people to decide what they like to do.
Unlike last week's unsanctioned demonstrations, which turned violent, the protests this time went off peaceably amid hundreds of riot police and blockades that stretched for miles from the American embassy deep into Cairo's city center. Most Arab governments and people are opposed to the war on Iraq, but their feelings about Iraq's leader are not so clear-cut. One demonstrator in Egypt said this.
I think all Arabian people don't like Saddam Hussein. The war is only about Saddam Hussein. You can do anything with Saddam Hussein. Maybe you can transfer him to another country. But I don't think to kill all the people because of Saddam Hussein. I don't think that.
Chanting death to America and denouncing Saddam Hussein's dictatorship, tens of thousands of Iranians took to the streets in Tehran following Friday prayer. It was described as the first major anti-war rally in the country since U.S.-led forces stormed into Iraq last week. Tatiana Anderson for VOA News, Cairo.